This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah consults Madhesi leaders to defuse regional tensions. Nepal's foreign ministry coordinates with Pakistan as search continues for missing Broad Peak expedition team. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Hamas agrees to complete disarmament in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has initiated talks with prominent political leaders representing the Madhes region to address ongoing communal and regional security concerns across southern districts, including Sunsari. The high-level consultative meeting took place at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar. According to Deepa Dahal, who is the press and research advisor to the Prime Minister, discussions focused on restoring social harmony, evaluating regional security measures, and identifying diplomatic solutions to de-escalate recent unrest. Key cross-party leaders attending the discussions included Dr. C.K. Rawat, Mohanta Thakur, Rajendra Mahato, Lal Babu Rawat, Samim Mian Ansari, Ram K. Sharma, Prabhu Shaha, Amrish Kumar Singh, Sarat Singh Bhandari, and Jayakant Rawat. The meeting follows a broader series of government interventions, including a National Security Council briefing and an address to the nation by Prime Minister Shah calling for restraint and unity. The Embassy of Nepal in Kuwait has expressed deep condolences following the death of a 44-year-old Nepali national in a drone attack in northern Kuwait. In an official statement released today, the embassy identified the deceased as Som Kumar Tamang, a driver originally from Terathum district in eastern Nepal. The diplomatic mission confirmed it received official confirmation of the July 30 incident from Kuwait's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Extending heartfelt sympathies to the grieving family, the embassy stated that it is actively coordinating with local authorities to complete the necessary formalities for the early repatriation of Tamang's mortal remains. Amid the heightened security situation, Nepali officials have urged all migrant workers in Kuwait to exercise caution, remain in safe locations, and strictly follow host government's security directives. Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it is coordinating closely with Pakistani authorities and the Alpine Club of Pakistan to facilitate search and rescue operations following a massive avalanche on Broad Peak that swept away a 10-member international expedition led by renowned climber Nirmal Purza, popularly known as Nimstai. In an official press statement issued from Singhadarbar, the ministry confirmed that its embassy in Islamabad is maintaining constant contact with the host government officials to ensure all available resources, including Pakistan Army aviation helicopters and specialized ground personnel, are engaged on the 8,047-meter mountain. The missing team includes six Nepali nationals alongside climbers from the United States, China, Oman and Pakistan. Among the missing Nepali team members are veteran high-altitude guides Pur Bahadur Gurung Yukta, who was closing in on completing the 14 Peaks Challenge, and the 15-time Everest summiteer Kili Pemba Sherpa alongside Nima Sherpa, Nawang Thindu Sherpa and Gyalu Sherpa. Rescuers have located GPS signals from the four tracking devices at the elevation between 6,000 and 7,000 meters, while ground search teams reported recovering four bodies from the avalanche zone. Official identification remains ongoing. However, Nepal's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Department of Tourism maintain the official status of all six Nepali expedition members as missing pending formal confirmation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the Board of Peace has reached an agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. The BBC cited a senior Hamas official as saying the group has agreed to the plan and that an official statement will be issued shortly. Israel has not yet responded to the proposal. However, U.S. officials say President Trump would be very disappointed if Israel does not withdraw from Gaza as outlined in the agreement. According to the plan, Israel would begin withdrawing from Gaza once the disarmament process is completed. Trump described the deal as a critical step towards Gaza being governed by a new Palestinian administration. The proposal forms part of the second phase of the U.S. brokered Gaza ceasefire plan, which includes the complete disarmament of Hamas. While it is too early to know whether the agreement will hold, it marks the first time Hamas has publicly agreed to fully disarm, a key obstacle that has long hindered peace negotiations. Spain is deploying troops to reinforce security in its North African enclave of Ceuta after thousands of migrants swarmed from Morocco into the territory on Thursday. According to the BBC, at least 15 people drowned while attempting the crossing. Local authorities had appealed to the central government for assistance following a recent increase in attempted crossing, but border controls were overwhelmed during Thursday's surge. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court ruled that the migrants intercepted at sea while trying to reach Ceuta or the nearby enclave of Melilla cannot be immediately returned to Morocco. Spain's Interior Ministry accused human trafficking networks of exploiting the ruling to encourage undocumented migration. It said the armed forces would support the civil guard in maintaining security of Ceuta. Located on Morocco's northern coast, Ceuta is separated from the mainland Spain by the Strait of Gibraltar and has long been a key entry point for migrants seeking to reach Europe. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah consults Middle East leaders to defuse regional tensions. Nepal's foreign ministry coordinates with Pakistan as search continues for missing Broad Peak expedition. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Hamas agrees to complete disarmament in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.